You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
What's up, Kristen?
How's it going?
Bloody good.
Yeah, well, it's going to go even better now.
Okay, that's a bold statement. Can't wait.
Kristen, you've got an absolutely giant bottle of vodka there.
That's right.
What is it?
You always have to be prepared. So it is it's a Russian standard vodka. I can't even pretend to.
Oh, it's got the glass is ornate.
Yeah, so I can't even explain what it's called, but it's a gold label. It's a standard Russian vodka, and my friend Holly, who is from Poland, recommends it. And so you got to go with your good recommendations.
No good Polish vodka, then, we'll assume.
Yeah. On the label, most of it is in Russian, but it does say in English, finest Russian winter wheat Siberian ginseng extracts.
And the glass has imprints similar to those sort of cast iron chairs you see outside some places where people live.
Yeah, so it's a good vodka. They sell it at the corner liquor store at my house. So mm-hmm. It's not that I had to import it anywhere. And they do have a silver label, but the gold label that's Holly's recommendation. Mm-hmm. So I'll go with that.
So what are you making for us this evening with this vodka?
So tonight we are making the big...
Jogging straight to the facts.
Oh.
No, it's good.
Okay. Mm. We're making the big Hungrowski.
Okay.
Oh, yes, actually.
Okay.
I'm loving that.
Are you going to put some of that hand sanitizer in there? It's really close to everything and it's kind of freaking me out.
No, not at all. So what we're going to do is we're going to start. So it is a takeoff on the Black Russian, which of course is from the Big Lebowski movie.
The White Russian, you mean?
The White Russian, sorry. The White Russian. And I thought I would owe it to you, Big Hungry.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. It's one of my faves, actually. It's a lovely drink.
This has been in the works for quite a while, so I appreciate being able to come up and make it for you.
Is that actually more vodka than normal, that bottle? Because it does look big.
It is. That's a giant. Is it like 1.125?
It's got a great base for radio.
It's 100.
Okay.
Okay, 1 liter.
Yeah.
1 liter of
vodka. I just think it's a thinner bottle, very ornate. Mm. I have to say it's very smooth. It's not like a weak commercial vodka. It's a good solid something to have at your bar.
You've got four glasses there in front of you and some cream. Is that just cream over there? Are you about ready to go? They've got ice all in the cups. Is it a build in the cup kind of thing?
It is a build in the cup. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can do whatever you want to impress your guests, but this especially will look nice as you're pouring the cream.
Just have a fire. Yeah, fire and potentially a bath.
Well, it's the middle of summer, so.
But maybe. We can still have it because it does have ice, so we don't have to build a fire. Yeah, I guess you can put one on your iPad and put it out there so you can have one. You know,
probably
I think,
does trick the brain to a point.
Yeah, yeah, I think Netflix does carry the fireplace movie. So we're going to start. How about that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to do double the vodka than the Kahlua because the Kahlua is really strong.
How long is the fireplace movie?
I think it could just loop.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
I don't know if it asks you, are you still there? But we are. Okay. So we're going to do double the vodka than the Kahlua because like I said, the Kahlua is very strong.
Is there a fireplace movie too?
I guess you can watch The Big Lebowski.
Okay. Yep.
So we're going to do one jigger, which is 2 ounces for each.
About
a dollop.
Is that?
It's a dollop.
40 to 60 mils of vodka going into
it. It's a country
each.
Dollop.
It's 60.
60 mils of vodka going into a glass over ice.
Yeah, so a rocks glass.
You sound like you're narrating.
Or whatever you have, right? Like, especially up at the station, you kind of have to work with what you have.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any pop? Or is it too soon in the bottle to get any pop out of that vodka?
Oh, he did. Yeah. Over and over
worth
again.
It. It's always worth it.
It's the beauty of the cork, one of those little cork tops, because you can always get that first pop experience every time. Okay, now we're going to just do 1 ounce of Kahlua over each. And this is actually kind of an experience drink, so it's good to do it in front of people because you can kind of see it starts to blend. Look, it's right?
It's good. Mm.
Who needs a dance floor when we can just pour Kahlua over our vodka?
Me, I'm gonna need the dance floor.
Well, you can hit it after we have these. Okay, and then I have coconut cream. Mm-hmm. So basically, it tells
what brand?
You.
Trident.
I've never had Trident? A white Russian with coconut.
Your arms are crossed, man. You're like, and I don't know if I will.
That's okay. You can have it just as a black Russian.
No, I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah, it's just uncrossed.
Big Hungry's just projecting, man.
They're very pensive.
Now, normally they just say to give a splash of cream. I did that earlier, and I would say more than a splash of the coconut cream because it's a really strong drink. Mm-hmm. We still have to be kind of responsible. So, an ounce or 30 mils. And
wow,
actually, I think we should do double.
It's going to be a room.
And look at how beautiful this is. It just like it like, I don't know if you ever had those toys where it had the sand, and you kind of mush it back and forth, and the sand goes back and forth, and it's very therapeutic. So the look of this is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Oh, Try Sam, we got to get you one too.
Looks like you've got another brand over there as well.
Yeah, this one is the. Is not looking as good as the Trident. We'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Oh, is it the more solid cream?
Yeah, let's get Sam one really quick.
Do we
quick.
Mix it at all or just leave it?
You can mix it, but when you start mixing it, it doesn't look as beautiful.
Right.
All right, so Sam, here we go.
One for the news. You share this with all the news team, please.
No, they can bring in their own glass.
Just
we have plenty.
Up. Bless up.
So is this something we stir or just sort of...
So you can stir it, but it's not going to look as beautiful. Mm. I think that it kind of loses, it kind of loses that almost just like it's a mesmerizing look of the cream over. But you absolutely can. So after
I don't think
you
I've
toast,
heard of coconut cream white Russian either. So
yeah,
let's see what
it's almost like a marble. It looks like a marble.
Yeah.
When it blends with the ice, it's very trippy.
So cheers, everyone.
Okay, let's rattle around.
Cheers.
Salud. Come in.
Oh, yeah. The Kahlua rises really fast. It doesn't look like it, but you can taste it right off the bat.
I'm going to mix it with my... I'm going mixing.
And if you want some more cream, you can have some more cream.
Mixing with my glasses. Let the record show that I'm using my glasses in here. Very. That's
your sunnies.
That'll get it
because
done.
It's summer.
Here we go. I've reached... Look at that. Look at that mix. Here we go.
Yeah? What do you think?
It's good now. I've mixed it up. Mixed it?
Yeah.
I think I prefer it with milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. This is your show.
This is...
I am a humble guest. I'm a humble servant.
I appreciate it.
And bartending.
Look, I'm going to drink this cocktail. I appreciate it. It's a drop, for sure. And a good option if you don't like milk, which is, you know...
That's exactly right. So I think that most people have probably had it with milk or real cream. Mm. And if you're trying to get off dairy or you want to try something different...
Get off
or
the teat.
Exactly. Or if you're just at a convenience store and they don't have milk, but they have coconut cream, this is a can and it doesn't need to be refrigerated beforehand. As long as you have some good ice.
I am really enjoying mine, and I can see the potential for just playing with the ratios a bit. For me personally, I would probably chuck a tiny bit more Kahlua in there.
Is that right? Well, here you go.
You've got some at the bottom here, though. Look, I can see some at the bottom. If you mix that in, do you want to use the other end of my glasses?
For now, some for later.
I can see it all there, John. It's right there.
I like that.
John's free pouring now. He's free pouring.
I like that Johnny kind of...
Let the record show, John's free pouring.
I like that you customize your drink every week. I think it's good.
Hey, John Boy get what John Boy won't. Okay? Let's be real clear about that.
I love a white Russian, and I love... No?
Pouring a little bit more Kahlua over the top.
A bit more Kahlua. I love that we've made it with coconut cream and not milk.
John Boy getting more John Boy.
Well, that would be a little bit more tropical, right? To fit in with the Kahlua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
Yeah. And it's good.
It works.
And much easier to take around. Like if you had to take it somewhere because the Kahlua, these have tops, the cream just comes in a can.
Yeah, it's very camping. Very camping.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like normally like a knee reaction would be like, go to... Glengarry and get you up and
get
you know what
everything
you
from well. Glengarry.
You might as well go to Glengarry.
Our old friends Hancock's and Glengarry. We miss you.
Miss you guys. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
Thank
Cheers.
You, the dude.
The dude abides, man.
True.
Corner on 95 BFM.